basically you can integrate a lot of applications with your Active Directory. So integrating with Azure Directory, Azure Active Directory is quite easy. First of all, you got to do is you got to locate the Applications tab here. Simply click over this, and when you have clicked over this, what you actually got to do is that you have to click here on Add, and now there are two options here: add an application my organization is developing. For example, if there's an application your organization already developing, you want to add that, you can do easily here. And for example, if you just want to add an application from gallery, I would simply just click over here. And here are the featured applications from the gallery which I can integrate with my Active Directory. For example, I can use Facebook for work. I can use Citrix Go to Meeting, maybe Concur, DocuSign, Dropbox for Business, maybe Google. Yep, Google. Maybe Jive, Microsoft Cloud App, Security, Office 365 Exchange Online, 365 SharePoint Online, Salesforce, Salesforce Sandbox, and ServiceNow, Workday, and a lot of more. So right now what I'm going to do is that I would just simply click on box and click it here, and now I have to go through a wizard, and I'll be able to add the box service here. Like this, I can integrate a lot of my, I would say, applications with my Active Directory. But basically, Azure Directory lets you run an Active Directory in the cloud, and also lets you connect into your on-premise Active Directory as well. So what basically would be happening is that it would replicate your user database residing on your on-premise machine in the cloud. So it will basically automatically synchronize whenever changes are made. For example, you create a new user here, that will be synchronized there as well. So basically for that, what you gotta do is that you gotta go on directory integration, and you gotta do all the stuff here in order to synchronize your I would say on-premises Active Directory to so that each of the thing that you do here is synced on your on-premises Active Directory as well. And after that, you'd be able to see reports as well in Azure Active Directory. And basically, this is a very useful feature of Active Directory, as it shows different reports such as number of times user sign in, or maybe sign in from an unknown device or things like that. So if you simply just go to the reports, and here you'll be able to see all of the options here, licensing, anonymous activity, and all of the logs that you might want to see. So that is it for the video, and that is it for the Active Directory part.